Monday, the 4th of April, 2011 in Oroville, under clear skies with southeasterly winds 24 kilometers per hour, humidity 78%, temperature fluctuation between 26 and 33 degrees Celsius, however, the heat index measures 29 degrees by midday. Johnny is trying to organize a parade on Earth Day from the Youth Center to the Visitor Center. Anybody interested in joining, either walking or with a float, which could be anything from a bullock cart to a wheelbarrow, most welcome. All themes are fine, from clowns to clerics. It's to be a celebration of Oroville's love of nature. There's almost a month to get it together. Contact johnnyoroville@gmail.com. Creativity's Atelier is open now every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. to sketch a live model. The former Tuesday timings have been canceled. Everyone is most welcome to join. For more information, call Claudine, 262-2970. Future School is looking for an English teacher, one with a strong academic background in English and or a passion for an in-depth study in English language and literature. The position available is for teaching courses in advanced level English to senior high school students. The course will begin in the new school term, July 25th. A minimum one-year commitment is asked, and maintenance can be provided based on hours of involvement in the school. If interested or for any further information, call 262-2596 or email futureschool@oroville.org.in. Another teacher is needed, this time for Oroville's pre-creche. They're looking for a young, energetic teacher with a strong background in being with and loving young children. As a culturally mixed team is preferred, a non-Indian person who's lived a long time in Oroville or who's grown up in Oroville's education. The pre-creche is looking for new applicants who have not yet applied. The person should be able to start working immediately before the summer break, and they ask a minimum two-year commitment. Full-time maintenance is available. Contact for further information Marie-Angèle, 262-3072, or the pre-creche directly, 291-8428, between the hours of 10:30 a.m. to 11, or write to oroprem.av@gmail.com. Volunteer workers required. Who likes to work in nature? Who wants to experience different aspects of farming? Windora Farm welcomes volunteers every morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Call Jorge, 978-629-6441, or Sandira, 944-361-9403, or simply come on over to Windora. Integral health, classical homeopathy, hypnotherapy, children's ailments, personal development, first aid for complaints due to pesticide spraying, for people with allergic reactions, headaches, uneasiness, etc., after being closely exposed to the pesticides. These folks have good experience with homeopathic remedy called Okubaka. It's available from now on in the remedy box in the waiting area of Integral Health, accessible any time of the day. Harmony and Sabata, available in C200 potencies, also available. Email harmonysamata@gmail.com. And first aid kits with 32 remedies plus a manual in English, German, or French are available again. Consultations with three experienced Oroville practitioners, Peter H., Ingo T., and Sigrid, using classical high-quality homeopathy as well as hypnotherapy, plus the possibility to document with aura photography. Consultations are held in English and German, and with Sigrid also in French and Tamil, who puts special focus on the treatment of infants and children. But make an appointment beforehand. Regular timings for consultations are at Integral Health in Prayatna, the new building first floor, phone number 262 262- 3669 or email sigrid@oroville.org.in. Refer to Dispelling Myths, a program on Oroville Radio concerning the meeting which was held last Saturday at Visitor Center, called due to the incidents taking place on Oroville's roads. Once the mother was asked if a day will come when there will be no more suffering in the world. Her response, "People, as they are at present, love suffering and call it to themselves even while they curse it. Each one must make an effort to transform himself, for most of our suffering is the result of one's own mistakes, both physical and moral." You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Contact oroville.org for any information you might like to have. Thanks for listening.